The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Transport Minister Dara O'Brien has said that members of a planned new public transport security service are to be given powers of arrest and pursuit. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Dermot O'Leary from the National Bus and Rail Union. Good evening to you, Dermot. Are you happy with this?
Small reprise, if you like. We've been campaigning, as you know, for many, many years, as on various shows that you presented and Shane presented over the years in relation to the campaign of what was then a dedicated, in our minds, dedicated Garda public transport division, strictly on the basis that the Gardas were the only police force in the country that would have the powers of arrest. And we made that quite plain to all the politicians as we campaigned and lobbied over all those years. And the current, up to the current government, where we persuaded them, thankfully, to put it into the Provincial Government. But we did remind them, unless this force had the powers of arrest, and they were wasting their time. They were effectively putting bouncers on buses or bouncers on trains. But thankfully, according to the Minister yesterday, and you can take him at his word, obviously, these people are going to have the powers of arrest. So on that basis, it's a successful conclusion at this stage to what we asked for. Of course, as the Minister himself admitted yesterday, it's complex now, the whole legislation, the whole apparatus of getting a primary, and it will require care of primary legislation to set up this other security.
Well, I would imagine so, because these aren't on Garda Síochána. They won't be under the auspices, as far as we are aware, of GSOC, but we don't exactly know how they'll be constituted, really, do we, at the moment?
No, we don't, and it's confusing us as well. You know, we were happy with the successful outcome to the campaign in one sense, but there's certain trepidation around this as well, because we don't know. It's uncharted waters, really, because the NTA are supposed to be the overseeing body. The NTA run transport. They don't run police services. They're not attached to the Department of Justice. I'm assuming, and I know, I suppose, my colleagues in the GRA, my colleagues in the AGSI, the representative bodies, will probably have a view on this. I don't represent girls.
But I presume in the olden days, if somebody was misbehaving on a bus or a train or a Lewis or what have you, probably it would be transport staff. I don't mean security staff. I just mean transport staff, bus conductors, drivers, whoever, that would have a word and chastise them in some way. Well, but those days are kind of over, aren't they?
Well, they are. Look, society at large, it's antisocial behaviour, as we know, it's a societal problem. And look, there was a time that you'd have a word in people's ear and that would be it. But unfortunately, over recent years, we've highlighted it many times, hence the campaign. But certainly up to now, you'd have to call the guard, stop a train in the middle of a journey or stop a bus at the nearest town, get the guards to arrive. And again, that's what's happening as we speak here today. Unfortunately, there will be instances today where the guards have to be called.
I'm sure. And Dermot, how bad are things for your members? Like, what would your members say? Because I'm sure very often they go about their business without any problems, but sometimes they do arise and they can be significant.
Look, we do our best here in the National Bus and Rail Union. We do our best to have a balanced view here. I mean, there are, last year, I think there was 365 million journeys across public transport. And of them, there was, you know, less than 1% of them had antisocial behaviour incidents. But that's less than 1% is too many. And there was, you know, there's not a day goes by where people are coming in reporting to us. And in some cases, not reporting, because it's become somewhat normalised. In some cases, now, where people don't bother reporting because they feel that there's no point in doing that. They're only delaying their bus or delaying their train. So there's not a day goes by. And again, look, the newspapers and your own shows and other media platforms, social media, is covered with incidents that happen on a daily basis. Some, while we would class as mild, are down the range, but others are pretty serious. And people that we represent, you know, antisocial behaviour is racist abuse, threats of assault, threats on women of rape. That still goes on to this day, you know, unfortunately. And again, that's a societal problem. And it's only...
And the current situation, Dermot, if I was a female bus driver and I'm driving my bus and somebody gets on and I annoy them or something in some way, I haven't got their change or whatever it is they want, and they threaten me with rape, for example. What do your members currently do under those circumstances? Because you're pretty isolated on a bus.
Well, you are. Look, there was a notorious case in Carrigaline and Cork a number of years ago around Halloween with that lady, and she's still with us, thankfully, based in Cork. And she had to, basically ring central control, get the guards, call the guards. the guards arrive now, invariably the person, the perpetrator or the person who threatens that type of stuff has probably gone at that stage. In Carrigaline, there was at that time there was a few arrests and went on into the system, into the court system. But you are, it is very isolated, it's very terrifying for anyone, you know, particularly a woman driver in that situation. There are some protections on some buses and some trains. Some of the buses and Bus Éireann do not have security screens and they're very open. And there'll be the interurban ones in between towns and cities. They don't have screens. So it is pretty, you know, like, look, again, Ciara, I suppose, no matter how good this police force will be, or, sorry, the security force is going to be, you won't have one in every bus and every train. So there is an education element to this as well, that people that are listening to this show and others seem to understand.
And maybe
that.
Lastly, Dermot, and maybe you don't know the answer to this, this new transport security service, or people will be calling it colloquially the transport police, do you know how they will work in terms of them being on different trains or buses or Lewis's, etc.? Will they be just someone that can be called and that you call the transport police rather than on Garda Síochána if there's an issue? Or will they actually be, I suppose, patrolling public transport? Will they be walking up and down inside buses and trains,
etc.? All I can do is opine. We are working as one of the stakeholders with the Department of Transport under the stewardship of Minister Dara O'Brien. All I can do is opine in relation. They will be obviously a uniformed force. They will be based in certain areas, some more so in Dublin and Cork in the bigger areas, less so in the rural areas. And they will be on call, obviously, we would imagine. And they will be, you know, agile enough to be able to engage in a pursuit and as the Minister says, arrest people.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Dermot O'Leary there from the National Bus and Rail Union.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.